Nicole Oliver, narrator.
This is from The Perfect Girl by Jilly McMillan. He studies me as I try to word my answer. Try to work out what is the least incendiary thing I can say. But I'm too slow, and he sees the truth.
He doesn't know, does he?
I think, I begin, but he interrupts me.
I feel sorry for your family, he says, living with a murderer.
He stands up, and I do too. I feel things slipping out of my control again.
Please know that we are truly, truly sorry, I say. People should know she needs to pay. She has paid for what she did, I tell him. She's a changed person. Is it so wrong for her to have a future?
I ask. I'm desperate now. My ability to remain calm is slipping through my fingers.
Why should she have one when we don't?
This is from Nearly Normal by C.S. Sunrise Person.
Surprise!
I stared uncomprehendingly at my mother and Grandma Jean, who were both clapping their hands with excitement. We were standing at the entrance of Golden Acres Garden Center in Calgary, and four of my friends had just materialized from behind a display of Christmas trees. It was December 6th, 1990, 6 days after my 21st birthday. I'd flown in from Germany a few days before, leaving Kevin behind to play his season games so I could go home for 2 weeks. Though I saw Mom and Grandma Jean during my visits, home really meant Kevin's parents' house. I loved their predictability, more than I could ever admit to anyone.
What's going on? I asked Mom.
It's your birthday party,
she said as if it were perfectly obvious.
My birthday party, but my birthday's already over, I replied with mounting panic.
I glanced at my friends again, looking for a sign that this was a bad joke, but it seemed they had all taken a sudden interest in a display of Christmas ornaments.
This is from A Wrinkle in Time by Madeline L'Engle.
School. School was all wrong. She'd been dropped down to the lowest section in her grade. That morning, one of her teachers had said crossly,
"Really, Meg, I don't understand how a child with parents as brilliant as yours are supposed to be can be such a poor student. If you don't manage to do a little better, you'll have to stay back next year."
During lunch, she'd roughhoused a little to try to make herself feel better, and one of the girls said scornfully,
"After all, Meg, we aren't grammar school kids anymore. Why do you always act like such a baby?"
And on the way home from school, walking up the road with her arms full of books, one of the boys had said something about her dumb baby brother. At this, she'd thrown the books on the side of the road and tackled him with every ounce of strength she had, and arrived home with her blouse torn and a big bruise under one eye.